then grounded all of it. Flooded my my pastor so I couldn't do nothing with him. Yes, sir, Bob. We all had to leave our homes and go over here to schoolhouse. That's about the highest place on the island, you see. We had to get there and stay in the schoolhouse.
Did y'all get hit bad by these rains we had about a week or two ago?
Do what?
The rains we had up around Crowley hit y'all bad a week or two ago?
They had 13, around 13 inches. Well, we had 3.5.
Really?
Yeah, and you take right here at Grand Chenier, they had 9 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got 3.5 inches.
I couldn't get across the road. You should have seen the things I killed.
That's what they
road.
Tell me. Well, they showed it on television. I would see, we could see that. And not only in Crowley, but there was plenty of other places. Dusson, all down in that country. Scott, that was all drowning. Caranco.
You ever get any bad winds here?
Some bad winds. Oh, you bet you would do, man. For Audrey, you talk about a mess. We had it then.
Tell me about that.
That was in 57. I had water up to my windowsills in my house.
That was a bad...
Oh, man, yeah. We had no more fences left. It took all of our fences. Well, right then, I had two big mud boats in front here. I had a boat shed, and I had two mud boats for the state. I was game warden then, you see.
Yeah.
And I had two big 65 horsepower motors in each one, marine motors.
What's a mud boat?
Well, that's boats that we would travel to marshes.
Oh, we can go on land?
Oh, no.
Oh, is that one of those air things?
They're built flat-like.
No rudder?
They got a propeller in the back just like an ordinary boat. And they're fast.
Yeah.
I make 25, 30 miles an hour in that thing. And I had them well staked out there, one of them, the newest one. It rolled it and turned over against that oak tree right off at my house. Now, you see that big oak there?
Yeah.
Well, it turned it bottom side upwards. The other one started, and I had a big oak post that fastened to my fence. And somewhere or another, my rope on the deck, front decks of the boat, got wrapped in that, and I had a little anchor on the end, you see, and it held it. And it turned up against the wind. And stood and never got a drop of water in it. We all had to leave. I had one of my nephews lost four children, am I? Or three?
Four.
Three, sure. It washed their house. He lives down west from here. It washed their house.
Oh, that's Mr. V?
Steve.
Yeah. He lost one of his children on the house, didn't he?
He lost three.
Three?
Yes, sir. And their house went into White Lake. And his father-in-law and his mother-in-law was with him. And they got on one half of the roof. And after they got so far out in White Lake, that roof separated and left the old man and his wife and one of the little grandchildren with them. Well, they lost a grandchild. The old man held it as long as he could, because it was rough. And finally, it washed his wife off, and he had to turn the kid loose to save his wife. When he come back, the kid was gone. And they landed north of White Lake, and they were separate. They didn't know where each other was at.